Valley Southwest, all in straight sets.
Yeah, Seaman looked really good yesterday. You always kind of wonder, we talked about it yesterday in the broadcast, how your team is going to come out and start that state tournament, kind of get those first sets under your belt. Seaman, maybe I wouldn't say struggled, really. I never felt like they were rattled at all. Coach Allen talked about it a lot. This team doesn't get rattled. They just kind of, once they settled in, the no nerves were a factor. They played really good volleyball yesterday.
Yeah, again, the Lady Vikes now 40-2 overall, 25-12, 25-18 against DeSoto, 25-19, 25-23 against Aquinas, and then 25-23, 25-20 against Southwest to go a perfect 6-0 and 3-0 yesterday in pool play. We had an opportunity to sit down with Tatiana Dowling in preparation for today's semifinal matchup against Wichita Cape and Mount Carmel. We're going to talk with her in just a moment. It's the pregame for 5A State Volleyball semifinal. It'll start at the top of the hour. Don't turn that dial, as it's time for us to chat with Tatiana Dowling after this timeout. You're listening to 5A State Volleyball on your local sports authority, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, 96.9 The Pulse.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert home team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitsstorage.com.
At Electrical Specialists, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialists. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
And welcome back here on 96.9 The Pulse. It's coverage of State 5A Volleyball out in Salina. Jake Spaulding hanging out with Tatiana Dowling, the head coach for the Seaman Lady Vikes. Coach, yesterday, a good day, 6-0 in pool play. Really battled a couple times in some tight sets, but overall, as you've had a chance to sleep on it, go back and watch some film, how do you feel yesterday went?
It went really well. I'm obviously really proud of how we came out. I think that we came out not feeling like we were the reigning state champs. I think we came out and felt hungry, and it showed on the court, and they were aggressive, and I was really happy with how they played.
When there was some points of adversity where a team would jump up early, it seemed like five of the first six sets yesterday, you guys fell down early in the set. But you saw the aggressiveness come back. What was that like for your kids to see some adversity early but then settle in?
Yeah, apparently we just have to start out losing, you know, at the beginning. But no, I think it's good. It shows that they've got a lot of heart. It shows that they don't quit. And I think that those are all things that you need if you're going to be successful at the state tournament. And so we just talked about we got to play with more heart. We got to have more effort. We got to do all the little things more. And that really showed, I think, in the outcome of the games.
Yeah, you guys defeated some really good opponents. You avenged an earlier season loss to Aquinas in a two straight sets. We'll talk in the next portion of the interview about Aquinas moving through as well into pool play, to the bracket play with you. But tell me about, as you guys had a chance to just relax last night, what was it like for the team? You told us last night you were going to get some pizza, but just kick it for a little bit, watch some film this morning. How's the last 12 hours, 15 hours been?
Yeah, we did. I think they had a little hot tub time. They got some pizza. They refueled. But it's really, honestly, it's just loose at the hotel. They're hanging out. They're happy. They're having a good time. And that's all part of it. The more that you hang out together at the hotel, the more you bond, the better you play, the more fun you're having, the better you play. And I love that they're having a good time and that they really love each other.
Going to continue our conversation with Coach Tatiana Dowling after this timeout. You're listening to coverage of State 5A Volleyball out here in Salina.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup line.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence. Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back to Tony's Pizza Event Center. Once again, talking with head coach Tatiana Dowling of the Seaman Lady Vikings. Try to go back-to-back in the 5A state volleyball tournament. Bracket play is about to get underway. We got first serve coming up here shortly against Cape and Mount Carmel. But, Coach, just tell me about today. This is a bracket play. This is where, you know, dreams become reality for a lot of these kids. And you guys are trying to – last year you made school history. You're trying to make it again by going back-to-back today. How excited are you to get ready and get these girls out on the floor?
Oh, we're so excited. I feel like we've been waiting around for hours to play. We want to get on the court. It gives me goosebumps just to think about it. But we're really just excited to be here, to live in the moment, to do all those little things and take it point by point so that we come out victors in the end.
I want to just mention briefly about the crowd on hand last night. I felt like every time there was some a momentum swing or something, your guys' fans really livened up. And tell me about what it's like getting the support that you've got from this group, this community that supports the team.
Yeah, we have the best community possible at Seaman. I mean, it's just nothing like anybody's ever seen. And growing up there in that community, I think, has been huge. But you really just have people rallying around you all the time. We had North Topeka Nutrition. We had Topeka ER. We've got people reaching out from past teams. We've got people offering to make protein balls or whatever it might be. But there's so many people that care so much more than just the years that they were at Seaman, and I think that makes it really, really special to come and to play here and to feel support, not just from the people that are here, but to hear the football game announcing it over the intercom and things like that, I think just go a long ways with our girls and how loved and supported they feel.
I know a lot of people back home are listening in, preparing for this as well to support you guys in your guys' quest here. But I want to bring up one more point, and that's the fact that you are the only public school left here in 5A. Three other schools in this are all private schools. Just tell me about, you know, how proud you are of being that lone representation from the public school side of it here for the state tournament.
Yeah, I think that's a big piece for us. We are obviously really proud to be here, and it's not lost on us that we're here with a bunch of private schools, but there's a multiplication theory out there and things like that. Honestly, whoever is here is the best team to be here, and it feels good to beat them all. I love being a private school too, so whoever it is, let's just go out and play and we'll beat whoever there is.
That's right. I love the confidence. That's what's kind of gotten you guys to this point, correct? I mean, being able to be confident in your guys' ability to get out there and win, what's it going to take for you guys to be back-to-back state champs today?
Yeah, I think it starts with our defense. We got to be intense on defense, and we talk about that a lot, that our whole entire play stems from our defense, and we really rally around great defense, and that frustrates other teams, especially with great hitters. So there's nothing like another team going up thinking that they're putting a ball away and us digging it like it was nothing. That's the best feeling, I think. So we play good defense, and then we serve aggressive and ball control. The rest is going to come to us.
All right, well, we're excited for you, Coach. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Tatiana Dowling of the Seaman Lady Vikes. Hey, we got first serve coming up after this break here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka, better owned and ready to serve you.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Transform your ride with Mad Viking Customs in Topeka. We specialize in protecting, customizing, and maintaining your vehicle to ensure it looks and performs at its best. From stunning custom wraps to top-notch protective coatings, vehicle maintenance, and more, our skilled team is here to bring your vision to life. Are you ready to elevate your vehicle style and functionality? If so, call 785-329-5091 to discuss your ideas and get started today. Your ride deserves the Mad Viking touch.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let's get after it. We are live here at the Tony's Pizza Event Center. Boz, you can see in the hallway, the Seaman Lady Vikes are getting bumped up. They're getting ready to rock and roll. They've got Cape and Mount Carmel in their semifinal, just a few moments away from opening serve. I'm Jake Spaulding. That's Boz. We got MJ back at the studio. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Saturday afternoon. It's rainy. I get it. There's nothing better to do right now than, though, to take in some Topeka Steam and Lady Vikes volleyball, because they're trying to go back-to-back as state champions.
Yeah, it's such a great environment. They got a little AC/DC thunderstruck going on, getting all the players amped up and ready to go. But I tell you, I don't think Seaman needs any music. I don't think they need anything. They are excited and ready to go. They got one thing in mind, and that's winning a state title today.
You heard from Coach Tatiana Dowling a little bit ago in my conversation with her. You know, she talked about how last night was just all about relaxing, and it was about not getting the moment get too big. They know what's at stake. They understand what is in front of them. But I think this team, when you look top to bottom at this roster, it's a very senior-heavy team, an experienced crew. And she even told us yesterday on multiple occasions, she doesn't have to coach sometimes.
Yeah, it's a great problem. It's not a problem, but it's a great thing when you're a coach and you have outstanding senior leadership. Coaches can get on players all the time, and players will hear it. They're receptive, but it cuts a little different when it comes from a teammate.
Yeah.
When it's seniors that are, you know, trying to get you going and doing the right things, it's just invaluable to have that on the team. But the thing, Coach Dowling talked a little bit about this team and how relaxed they are. I saw that yesterday. They're a very smart volleyball team. They do a lot of good things. You know, it's not all about just who can hit the ball the hardest. They did a lot of different things offensively to mix things up. They adjusted, you know, the game plan a little bit depending on what the defense was throwing at them. And a lot of the hitters, they didn't swing away at times. They placed the ball where they needed to, maybe took a little off to get it more accurate. And that comes with tons of experience, and you're seeing that from this senior leadership. They think the game, they know the game, and they're having great success.
Having a lot of fun doing it as well. That's what another thing that Coach Dowling has told us is just the fun that she can see these kids are having on a consistent basis. All right, let's talk about Cape and Mount Carmel a little bit. This is a team that went 2-1 at pool play yesterday. They have came in. They've never matched up against Seaman in the tenure of Tatiana Dowling. When I was talking to her about this Cape and Mount Carmel team, she said, listen, this is a team that is similarly sized as we are. It's unlike what they saw in pool play yesterday, where Seaman was undersized against their opponents. Today, the size is really no advantage either team. It's all going to be about who's got the good sets, and I think first pass is going to be so crucial on these teams.
Yeah, first pass is always a big deal. It keeps you in system. When Seaman's in system, they execute really, really well. The other thing I think is going to be big for Seaman is their serve game. We talked about it yesterday. These ladies, when they get up and serve, they're very rarely just kind of floating the ball across the net. I mean,
sure,
they're a jump serve. They're putting some heat on it. Very difficult for the opposing team to handle and make a good first pass. So I think serving is going to be a big-time key. But you touched on the size advantage or disadvantage. Yesterday, St. Thomas Aquinas, Blue Valley Southwest, they had 5 girls over 6 foot,
yeah,
combined with both those teams. And we saw it at times where Demon struggled a little bit with that size, just getting hitting through blocks. This matchup here, I don't think it really matters. Teams are going to do what they do, but I don't know that it plays in as much as maybe somebody would think.
The kill leader for Mount Carmel, the Crusaders, is Mason Pallas. She's a junior, 5'11". No shocker that she's one of the tallest girls on the team. She's got just under 300 kills on the season. When we're looking at who's going to be setting her up, Boz, and is going to be number two for them, McCoy Pfister, a 5'7" junior. So she'll be setting quite a bit for Mount Carmel. On the other side, Seaman, we've talked about them all day yesterday. But we're going to prep the audience once again on who to expect where. Campbell Shabbat might have played the best day of volleyball. This is Coach Dowling. Might have played the best volleyball she's ever played, and that was all day yesterday. She was amazing as the setter. She was amazing on the attack as well at the net for the Lady Vikes. Harper Happenstein, she'll set some as well. For Topeka Seaman, we saw Kinsley Smith come in and be the serve specialist for the Lady Vikes yesterday. And then how about these girls up front that come in through rotation? Allie Steiner, Maggie Molden, a couple seniors on the front line for Topeka Seaman. Molden leading the team in blocks. Addison Sibley also will play the front row. as well. But how about Ava Esser and Megan Mills? Those two six-footers, the Twin Towers seniors for Topeka Seaman, when they're on the front line, they make a massive difference for this team.
Well, that's why this team is so tough. They're really well-balanced. They don't have a weak rotation. A lot of teams, you'll see, when they get in a rotation, it might be not very strong, and you get stuck in that rotation. You might give up a bunch of points is because maybe you're one of your best hitters in the back row. For Seaman, that's not the case. They've got great hitters around. When Megan Mills is on the back row, Ava Esser is up in the front row hitting from the right side. And it's or outside, sorry. But, yeah, those teams, there's never a weak point. It doesn't matter who's there. They've got great girls that can attack no matter what.
And then serving specialist coming off the bench in rotation, Caroline Beaton will come in, and also A.C. Thompson in to serve for the Lady Vikes throughout the day today. That's what you can expect, Boz. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Oh, I can't wait.
Lady Vikes going for back-to-back first serve after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 96.9 The Pulse.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. We got MJ back at the studio, and it is 96.9 FM's first ever coverage of a state tournament, and we've got semifinal action here for 5A volleyball. The Topeka Seaman Lady Vikings are trying to go back-to-back as state champions. A year ago, Boz, you heard it in the open from Seth Tollison. Had a great run, a magical run, the first ever state title in school history. Well, they're trying to make history again this year by making it two times in a row. How do they do that today?
I think they've got to be aggressive no matter what. Coach Dowling talked about that. They thrive. They are really effective when they are aggressively attacking, whether it's the serve, whether it's hitting, passing. Everything is aggressive. I think if they can do that, it just keeps the defense, the other team, on their heels, and they're always reacting because Seaman is so aggressive.
Speaking of Seaman, again, taking on Captain Mount Carmel from Wichita. And Captain Mount Carmel, Capon. What did I say?
Capon.
Yeah, no cap, buddy. It's Capon. this is bracket play here for the semifinals. And once again, Seaman won their pool yesterday in pool number one. The victor of pool number two was St. James. So St. James on the other court is taking on St. Thomas Aquinas. Seaman taking on Carmel. And so this is, again, the winners of these two matches will play each other for a state title. The teams that lose will play for third place in a match to follow. So we will cover two matches today regardless of what happens here in match number one. As we get ready for first serve, they're announcing basically all the teams, congratulating them on good seasons. Again, Seaman's been a team, you know, not a lot of history between them and Capon, Mount Carmel, but this is a Carmel team that came into this tournament, over 30 wins on the year. They play a tough schedule. They find ways to get things done. Yesterday, their only hiccup was against St. James Academy. They did go three sets, though, against Great Bend in their first match of the day. And so when you look at a Crusader team like this, they've got plenty of options, and we kind of went over who we're going to be keeping our eye on. Mason Palace is going to be their kill attack leader, number seven. She's their tallest, their second tallest player on the team, and that's who they're going to be looking for a lot. Look for Seaman to consistently bring up Maggie Molden, Megan Mills, Ava Esser, Addison Sibley onto the front row, as well as Allie Steiner, to try and stymie those attacks. But I think that there is an X factor
for this team for Seaman. I don't know that there's one thing, you know, that you could say, okay, this is it. This is the thing they got to do well. They do a lot of things really well. Obviously, the first pass. I mean, you've got to start your offense with a good pass. If you get a good pass to Campbell Shabbat, she's going to put a set on the money, and then that leads to Ava Esser, Megan Mills just swinging away. So I don't know that there's one X factor. Maybe the thing you could maybe lean to a little bit is just being aggressive with the serve. Just, you know, yesterday we saw it a lot. There was 7, 8, 9 aces yesterday from Seaman. They served the ball really well, being aggressive. Sometimes in this environment, you're in a state semifinal game, maybe nerves play a little factor. You might ease up off that serve a little bit and try to be just a little more cautious. I don't think that's the case. I think they're just going to get after it, keep doing the same things that got them here.
Coming into this tournament, Seaman had 171 aces on the entire season across the team. Leading the way for them is Kinsley Smith. She's a specialist server that comes in off the bench for Topeka Seaman. She had 4 or 5 aces yesterday throughout the matches. And so, yes, look for serving to be a big deal, because even Coach Dowling made that comment as well. We got to step aside for a 2-minute timeout for our national anthem. We come back for serve here in Salina.
Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with 2 locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Transform your ride with Mad Viking Customs in Topeka. We specialize in protecting, customizing, and maintaining your vehicle to ensure it looks and performs at its best. From stunning custom wraps to top-notch protective coatings, vehicle maintenance, and more, our skilled team is here to bring your vision to life. Are you ready to elevate your vehicle style and functionality? If so, call 785-329-5091 to discuss your ideas and get started today. Your ride deserves the Mad Viking touch.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, Bonds. We've got both teams are meeting at the net right now, shaking hands and saying good luck. Both teams in black uniforms. The Lady Vikes in black uniforms with the white numerals and letters trimmed in red and blue. Today, the libero, Kinley Wilhelm, will be wearing number 6 instead of her normal number 11 with that jersey change. And everybody else staying the same, but it'll be the starters here for the Lady Vikes. Out there for them will be Campbell Shabbat on the front row with Ava Esser and Maggie Molden in the back row. Right now it's Wilhelm joined by Megan Mills and Allie Steiner on the floor for the Lady Vikes. Taking on Cape and Mount Carmel, who's wearing also black uniforms with white numerals and letters trimmed in blue. And Carmel will have first serve here in set number 1. Bonds, we're moments away from getting this semifinal started. Let's go. It'll be Sadie Sanders for Carmel, and serve. We're underway. Semifinal round. Here's a quick set to Molden. Her put away. No, dug up nicely on the near side. On the attack is Palace. It's picked up by Esser. Here's a set right back to Ava, who puts it away in the back corner. And the Vikes lead early, 1-0. We can see Seaman right away instead of setting the outside hitter. They went right to the middle. That's something they adjusted to a little bit yesterday, and they started attacking more from the middle. They start this match out with a middle attack.
dug up by Esser, and she was able to get that back from Shabbat. Into serve now is Kinsley Smith. Nice serve to the back row, picked up by the libero, Sanders, and a kill attempt down the line is good. They'll call that in for Alexandria Stewart, a 5'10 senior. We're locked in at one apiece.
That was really close on the back line. Coach Dowling kind of shot a little high as if the line's up.
Yeah,
they're like, no, that was not in.
1-1 here is the score. And the serve is into the net. Service error for Stewart, who just had that kill. So service error for the Crusaders, and the Vikes lead 2-1. Wilhelm will go out. As into the game for the first time will be Addison Sibley. Back to serve is Molden. Nice serve to the back row. Setting up near side. Now it's Sanders. Nice dig by Molden on the back row. Set from Shabbat. Here's Ava Esser, and that one's too strong, out of play, no touch. So a hit error there. 2-2 now your score. And Ava likes to do that, Bosh. She likes to go when she's in the outside position, go cross court.
Yeah, I like to cut it.
Brooklyn Millicent into serve to the back row. It'll be an ace off the hands of Kinsley Smith. So the Crusaders take their first lead of this opening set. It's 3-2.
Talked about that first pass being super important. You don't want to get stuck where you're not getting a good pass.
Another serve by Millicent, and we got a ball on the court, so we'll replay the point. Had some confusion on what the ball came from the other court. It was initially from this court, and someone just chucked it over. So we'll reset it, 3-2. Millicent, another serve in the back row. Smith handles it this time. Shabbat setting up Sibley, or check that Steiner, who tips it across. Now on the attack, the Crusaders put it away, and yes, off the hands of a diving Megan Mills. A little miscommunication there from the front line of the Vikings. Mills came from the back outside row to come in and try and dig that. Another serve here by Millicent, set from Shabbat. Mills goes down the line through the double block, and the Vikings break serve. It's 4-3. Mount Carmel with the advantage, but the Vikes side out.
Yeah, real good aggressive swing that time from Megan Mills. The block was there, and we talked about this a lot yesterday. They're real smart, headsy. She just hit it off the block, out of bounds for the point.
Steiner out. Harper Happenstein, the 5'6 junior, in to serve for the Lady Vikes. Happenstein, an 88% serve percentage on the season. Good serve here, set up to the middle, and nice kill there by the Crusaders. Mason Palace, talked about her in the pregame, Boz. She's the leading kill outside hitter for the Crusaders. Puts that one away.
Yeah, just a quick set right down the middle, and again, it's really difficult to block when an attack comes from the middle.
Set middle here is Megan Mills, who puts it down, returning the favor for the Vikes. They break point and able to get the serve back. Mills will go back to serve. Now it's 5-4, Capen with the advantage by one.
Just two identical plays. Capen set the middle with a quick set for a kill, and then Seaman said, okay, we can do the same thing too. We'll bring Megan Mills at you.
6'1 senior with the serve, trailing by one to the back row. Near ace, picked up though, off the ground. Here's Palace from the back row. Nice dig in the back row that time by Happenstein. Now Esser on the attack. Able to put it down, but popped in the air by the Crusaders, and on the third hit, they can't get it across.
That's a really good example. Ava Esser. They were just off a little bit on timing. So instead of swinging really hard and not knowing where it's going to go, she took a little off of it, placed it right where she needed to.
Tied at 5 apiece now here. Set number one. Megan Mills continues to serve here for the Vikings. Into the back row. It's nearly going to be an ace. They're able to bring it back in. No, they cannot. It'll be an ace here for Megan Mills. A hard serve that Brooklyn Millicent could not handle.
Yeah, aggressive serving to start this match off. And you know what's interesting? As aggressive as they're serving, they did not have very many service errors yesterday.
Mills with the serve. Vikes lead by 1, 6-5. Here's a set by Fisker. She decided to dump it in the back corner. Mills covers, though. Happenstein sets outside. Ava Esser cannot get it over the net on the third hit. Tied at 6 now, and McCoy Fisker for Capen will go back to serve. Serving near side to far side, taken in the back row by the libero, Kinley Wilhelm, and it's off her hands into the crowd. So an ace for Pfister. 7-6. Crusaders lead the Vikes. Another jump serve here. Too strong, out of play. That one goes into the crowd as well. Tied at 7 now. A couple service errors by the Crusaders here early on.
Yeah, those are points you just don't want to give away, but Seaman will definitely take them.
Libero, Kenley Wilhelm back to serve. Serves to the back row, taken by Palace, set by Pfister, tipped across in the middle and unable to get there in time. Trying to cover that time was Happenstein, but Cameron Kennedy just tipped it over the double block of the Vikings. Down for a point, it's 8-7.
Yeah, pretty heady play. The double block was there, and she wasn't going to swing through it, so she just rolled it right over the top of the block.
Hammers with the serve, and a kill there. The attempt by Molden is stuffed at the net by Kennedy. So 9-7, Mount Carmel with the advantage by two. Continuing to serve here is Caitlin Cure, 5'9", senior. Taken in the back row by Mills, set by Happenstein outside to Ava Esser, who cannot put it down. Nice dig in the back row there by Palace. And they can't get it over, though, on a third hit. Palace with the dig, Boz, and Fister's set was kind of to nobody.
Yeah, she was just kind of scramble mode, popped it up towards the back line, and really one that I'm sure Capen would like to have back.
Sending back Shabbat to serve now for the Vikes, down by one. Here's a throw across the net. Nice job, Ava Esser, just to keep it alive. And a tip by Molden. A free ball at the net, and Molden finds the back corner.
Very heads-up play by Maggie Molden. There was a joust at the net. Molden got up a little higher. Instead of just pushing it off the block, she pushed it over the block down the sideline for the point.
9-9 now. Shabbat, another great serve. Nearly an ace. Picked up, though, by Pfister, but they can't get it over on the third hit. Great job. Again, that knuckleball, just as soon as that ball clears the net, it just drops.
It drops, and it's kind of moving a little side to side. I would not want to be one of the serve receive girls for Capen right now.
10-9. Here's another great serve. Set goes to the outside. Picked up, though, by the Vikes. Great job by Shabbat. Now Esser tries to power swing again, and the second time on that outside, far outside hitting position. Ava's just mistimed her jump just ever so slightly and hit it into the net.
Yeah, she's kind of cut it cross court. She's hit the top of the tape the last two times. You can see a little bit of frustration from Ava.
Sanders to serve. We're tied at 10. Nice back set. Goes right back to Esser. Tries to dump it across and cannot get it down. Nice dig by Wilhelm on the back line. Brought back in momentarily, but too far out of play by Mills. That was a powerful punch that time from Alexandria Stewart. From Cape and Mount Carmel to give the Crusaders the one-point advantage of 11-10. Continuing to serve the libero, Sadie Sanders for Capen, and head coach Heather Polovach is still talking to the floor official about something. Now we're ready to go. Sanders with a deep serve taken by Wilhelm. Quick set into the middle of the net by Molden. Tried to push it to the back corner. Nice job by Sanders to collect it. Now a tip ball at the net by Molden, and diving effort by Wilhelm could not get there. That's two straight, or three straight, excuse me, for Cape and Mount Carmel. They're up by two.
Yeah, just a few tough breaks right now for Seaman. And, you know, we talked about this team being very mentally tough. They've got to kind of buckle down right here.
Nice dig by Wilhelm. Here comes Steiner on the attack. Deflected at the net, and it's going to drop for a kill. Allie Steiner on the outside hitting position, able to put it down off the dig attempt from Sadie Sanders for Capen.
Yeah, Seaman just, they're very steady, methodical. They don't get any really high or really low. They just keep doing what they do.
Kinsley Smith, it's an ace! Leads the team in aces! Leads the team in serve percentages! That's why she's a serving specialist. And you see that serve, it was low to begin with, but once it got across the net, the bottom just fell out. Kinsley Smith, another serve, tied at 12 now. Quickly going over the net on the second hit that time was the Crusaders. Picked up nicely. Here's Mills. Her kill attempt blocked out of bounds. It'll be a point for the Vikings. They'd reclaim the lead. Now it's 13-12. Megan Mills, you saw the reaction from her there, Boz. She'd love to see that one drop in for a point.
Yeah, a little excited and just ready to go.
Smith, good serve. Pushed to the back corner. Set comes near side. It's Palace. Through the double block, picked up by Wilhelm on the back row. Shabbat steps outside. Here's Megan Mills. Through the double block again. Out of play. Point for the Vikes. It's 14-12. Lady Vikings finding a rhythm on that outside hitting position.
Megan Mills, she's such a powerful hitter. Even when the block is there, unless the block has their hands turned in and down, it's going to go out of bounds off the block.
Kinsley Smith continues to serve here for Seaman. Pushed to the back corner. Picked up there. Set comes near side to Palace. Nice dig in the back row by Wilhelm. Quick set outside Mills. She just changes it up this time, but it's stuffed at the net. Here's another set for Mills. This time she punches it down. First time she tried to tip it over the block. They rejected it. She said, fine.
I'll swing harder this time and puts the point away.
Yeah, she wasn't going to do that again. She kind of went soft the first time, and then the second time in a little scramble situation, Mills just said, I'm swinging away.
Pushing points here. It's 15-12. Lady Vikes, good serve again by Smith. Set comes near side Palace down the line, and that's in. Diving effort there from Shabbat, but unable to pick it up off the ground, and it's 15-13. Capen breaks serve. Back to serve for the Crusaders, Alexandria Stewart, the southpaw. Too strong, out of play. Another service error by Capen, and the Lady Vikes lead by three. It's 16-13.
Yeah, just 3 points. You know, when you're a coach, you just look at those serve. We got to get those in. We can't just give points.
Caroline Beaton checks in to serve here for the Lady Vikes. Jump serve across the net. Picked up here. That comes near side to Palace through the double block, and it drops on the back line for a point for Capen. And a great set that time from McCoy Fister. She's kind of finding her groove with her leading killer in Mason Palace.
Now, Capen has some really good hitters, and Seaman had the block up. It got deflected and just redirected things so the back row defender couldn't get to it.
Millicent back to serve for Capen. That nearly went out of bounds. Set here from Shabbat. Here's Mills in the middle. They cannot dig it up. Megan Mills, the powerful punch of the senior all-time kill leader in Seaman volleyball history.
You know, at Seaman, they put so much pressure on the defense because Mills was attacking from the outside. Now they got her swinging to the middle. If you're a blocker for Capen, you're kind of having to guess which way she's going to go.
17-14, Vikes, Happenstein in to serve, and that's the first service error of the set for the Lady Vikes. 17-15, now here's set number one. Back to serve is Mason Palace, taken in the back row by Mills. Happenstein sets up near side. Shabbat with a kill attempt, popped in the air. Staying on Capen's side, they send it across on the third hit. Now on the attack, it's Mills through the double block again, and Megan is going nuts. She looks at the crowd and says, let's go. Timeout, Capen, Mount Carmel. 18-15, the lead for the Lady Vikings. We're back in 30 seconds to Salina here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup line.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the mark, Mount Carmel timeout, a service error by Megan Mills, and that was as close as can be to hitting the line, but just too long. So they break point due the Crusaders. Jake and Boz here in Salina. MJ back at the studio. Set number one, Seaman leads 18-16. Good serve here by Mount Carmel. Back set this time to Shabbat. That one's too strong, so back-to-back points for Carmel out of the timeout. They have sided out Boz, and now they're working on a run of their own.
They just got a little momentum going right now.
Fister, the setter, will serve once again. Tight to the net, back set to Shabbat, who finds the back line. Wow.
That was a fantastic set from Happenstein. The ball, the pass was tight to the net. She was able to get up there without touching the net, set it back over her head to the right side hitter who put it away.
19-17 now, the Lady Vikes with the lead. Wilhelm with a knuckleball serve. Set comes near side on the attacks. Kennedy through the double block, picked up in the back row by Mills. Now Shabbat has to send it over on the third hit. Here's a free ball for Capen, and they try to dump it across and successfully do with McCloy Fister right into the open gap of that Seaman defense.
That's what we didn't see a whole lot. Seaman did not see yesterday was the setter attacking. We've seen a swing from the setter. We've seen a couple dumps. So it's something Seaman's going to have to just be aware of.
19-18, Lady Vikes clinging to a one-point lead. Outside now, Esser finds the open gap. Great set by Shabbat and Ava Esser. First time from that corner, Boz. She hit it into the net a few times earlier, Now she finds the open gap.
Yeah, that's one thing that Seaman will need is to get Ava Esser going. She missed on her first couple of attacks. Good to see her have a positive outcome on that one.
Shabbat back to serve. 20-18, Seaman with the lead here in set number one, and it's another service error by the Lady Vikes.
Did we throw a broadcaster's jinx out there or something? We said they didn't have very many service errors, and all of a sudden that's three in probably the last seven attempts.
I don't know if I'm going to allow you saying we. I did not.
We, it's both broadcasters in general.
Over and right.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
20-19, Seaman with a 1-point lead. Here's a serve from Capen. Now Esser blocked at the net. It drops on Seaman's side, and we're tied at 20. Double block there, led by Alyssa Hammond, the 6-foot senior. Check that, junior for Capen. Another serve. Now we're tied at 20. Set from Shabbat. Outside, here's Ava Esser down the line and in. Esser is feeling it now, Boz, from that outside hitting position.
Yeah, this is where volleyball, it drives me crazy.
Esser just started to get going. She had two fields in a row. Now she's got to come out. She rotates out as in to serve will be Kinsley Smith. Great serve to the back row. Set near side to Tallis, who puts it down. Right in the middle of the back row. Diving effort by Wilhelm, not in time. So we're locked in at 21 now. Seaman's had some tight sets in pool play, but they did not drop a set yesterday. Served by Stewart. Taken to the back row by Happenstein. Now outside, here it comes to Megan Mills, who punches it down. Wow, a scramble by Capen. Just punches it across on the second hit, and it finds the back corner.
Boy, that was a fantastic play from Capen. Great serve, bad pass. There was really nothing to do other than throw your arm up and try to tap it over the net. It goes all the way to the back corner for the point.
Stewart, another serve, and a lead now for Capen. Mills tries to put it away, cannot. Set near side for Palace, tips it over the double block. Nice effort by Mills to keep it alive, but then it goes over to Capen's side, and they send it right back down. 23-21, Capen.
Capen's gone to kind of tipping over the double block, and there's the timeout from Seaman.
Timeout, Coach Dowling. The Vikes trail by two. We're back at 45 here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Out of the timeout by Seaman, a serve here by Capen, set outside. Megan Mills says, we're down by two, let's make it one. Great set by Shabbat. Mills elevated the highest she has all day, and that one was not going to get touched by anybody.
Yeah, I told you volleyball drives me crazy. Ava Esser was getting going. She rotated out, but who takes the outside hitter spot? Megan Mills.
Caroline Beaton checks in to serve. It's 23-22, Mount Carmel with the lead. Set up near side, Palace down the line. Big attempt, popped in the air by Mills and sent across by Beaton. Great defense there by Seaman. Here's Palace again, tips it over the net. Keeping it alive. Oh, they're going to stay in the net by Capen.
I thought they were going to call a lift on Seaman.
So out of the timeout, the Vikings, two straight points. We're tied at 23. The defensive side for Seaman. What a dig by Mills. Can they take the lead here? Served by Beaton. Set comes near side to Palace. Dug in the back row by Beaton. Tipped across. Here comes Capen again. Palace. Double block at the net. Rejected. Addison Sibley. Timeout. Crusaders will keep this one here. 24-23. That was a massive swing from Palace.
Oh, it was huge. That was a crazy exchange. Couple attacks from both sides. Fantastic dig. Who was it? You said on the back row, was it Wilhelm or Sibley?
No, Addison Sibley.
Addison Sibley got the stuff block, but before that there was a dig that popped it up,
allowed to keep the rally alive.
Caroline Beaton.
Beaton got it. She was able to get the dig. Shabbat popped it over the net. That's all she could do, but just scramble. And sometimes, man, Seaman, they're really good at that. Super scrappy.
So it's set point now for the Lady Vikes. Rattled off 3 points in a row. Caroline Beaton in to try and serve this one out. Here we go. Serve near side. Pass goes to the setter, Pfister. Palace with a double block on her, and it's out of bounds. So close. Another block at the net, but that was within inches of landing on the line. We're tied now at 24.
You say football's a game of inches.
That's cool. Wow.
Volleyball could go under that same motto.
Millicent has already had one service error in this game. Back to serve. This one, taken to the back row by Mills. Shabbat sets up Megan in the middle, and she's stuffed at the net. Double block there that time by Mason Palace. And next to her, Caitlin Cure. And now it's set point for Caitlin. Timeout, Seaman. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Back here in Salina, 25-24 out of the Seaman timeout. Mount Carmel with the serve, leading by one. Picked up by Mills in the back row. Shabbat sets up Mills. She's stuffed at the net, and that's the end of set number one. Stuffed at the net by McCoy Pfister, the setter. 26-24. Set one goes the way of Cape and Mount Carmel. We're back after this two-minute timeout to summarize here on 96.9 The Pulse, KOZA.
At Electrical Specialists, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialists. Quality. Safety. Guaranteed.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka, veteran owned and ready to serve you.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Set one goes the way of Cape and Mount Carmel over the Topeka Seaman Lady Vikings, 26-24 into set two now. Mount Carmel with an early 1-0 advantage. Serve goes over to the Lady Vikes. Here's Megan Mills on the attack. Cross court, cuts it across, as Boz likes to say, and puts it away.
you know, we talk about how even keel seaman is, they don't get real rattled. Kind of start to see a little bit of that. There was some miscommunication on that first point. Seaman had the pass, and then the ball dropped right in the middle of everybody. Coach Dowling kind of clapping her hands pretty hard, like, hey, let's go.
Lady Vikes with the volleyball on their side of the floor right now. Steiner pushes it across on the third hit. Now here come the Crusaders, tipped across the net, picked up by Sibley, and then dumped across. Nice diving effort to keep it alive by Carmel. Now half a side. Outside it goes. Mills through the double block, picked up in the back row. Now a joust up the net, won by Capen on a diving effort there by Hafenstein. Could not dig it up.
When you notice right now, Seaman, they're out of system all the time. They're not getting a great pass. The setter's taking the first hit. They're just in a scramble mode.
Yeah, and right now it's 2-1. Capen with the serve. Millison with the serve, taken by Mills in the back row. Good pass to Shabbat. Outside to Mills on the kill attempt. It's going to drop in. Kind of a set that was a little bit further behind her, but she was able to adjust mid-jump there, Boz, and put it down. That's what I mean. They're just seeming not as crisp, not executing as well as we saw yesterday.
Tied now at 2. Harper Hafenstein will go back to serve here for the Lady Vikings.
Hafenstein serve, taken in the back row by the libero Sanders. Set comes near side, down the line, on the back line. Caitlin Cure goes around the block attempt by the Vikes. And Capen now leads 3-2.
You know, one thing we saw yesterday, Seaman's block, their defense was really good. Just not seeing that success with the block from Seaman today.
Palace with the serve. Here's a Megan Mills kill attempt. It'll fall. Great set by Shabana. Quick set in the middle. And Mills puts it away. We're tied at 3.
Yesterday there was a lot of games of runs, 4 or 5 points at a time. These the first match or first set with Capen, neither team up by more than 3. It's just a back and forth.
Mills with a serve. Oh, we got confusion here because everybody on Seaman's side thought it was touched. The back judge called that serve out. The floor judge is shaking her head at Coach Dowling, who's shaking her head right back. Regardless, it's a service error at 4-3 Capen. Here's the serve. Now Ava Esser into the double block, and it drops on the Crusaders' side. And you kind of feel this energy shifting here. Seaman not tightening up, Bob, but they're getting a little bit more aggressive right now.
Yeah, they've got to be aggressive and keep attacking.
4-4, back to serve is Wilhelm. Great serve set here by Pfister, coming near side to Stewart, who cannot put it away. Nice dig by Mills. Now a short set to Shabbat. Campbell finds the back line that time, and that was a great back set by Hafenstein to her.
Yeah, it was. Shabbat, she's just real smart. We've talked about it a lot. She didn't try to hit right through the block. She just brought it right down the line.
Great serve by Wilhelm. Set to the back row. Put a set by Palace. No good. Good dig there by Hafenstein. Now Ava Esser stuffed at the net, but gets it back. Now a dump attempt by Hafenstein to no avail. Back over to the Vikings. Now Mills, she'll try to put it away. And she does.
From the back row. That's something we didn't see a lot of yesterday, was Mills attacking from the back row. They tried it a few times. Timing was kind of an issue. That one was executed perfectly.
Wilhelm continues to serve. The Vikes lead now is 6-4. Callis passes to Pfister. Set to the near side. Stuffed at the net, but it falls on the Vikings side as Stewart able to hit through the double block of Ava Esther and Esser and Campbell Shabbat. So 6-5, Vikings still with a 1-point advantage. Back to serve Caitlin Cure for the Crusaders. Cure serve taken by Mills in the back row, set by Hafenstein. Here's Shabbat over the double block, dug in the back row by Capen. Now a third hit has to happen, and Cure sends it across, a free ball here for the Vikes. Quick set, Molden stuffed at the net, but it falls on Capen's side once again. Hitting into the double block, you're going to find a lot of success hitting right into it.
And we haven't seen that either. That time they went with a quick set to Molden. We haven't seen that. We didn't see it in the first set. Just those quick sets. It doesn't allow Capen's block to get there.
7-5, the lead for the Vikes. Great serve here by Seaman. Here's a kill attempt. Dug up momentarily, but it goes out of play. Looked like it might have stayed inside the antenna, but it floated out off of Shabbat. The Capen break serve, trailing by 1, sending back their libero, Sadie Sanders, to serve. Sanders with a serve into the back row, taken by Wilhelm. Mills will set up outside now, and Steiner too strong on the kill from the outside position.
We're tied at 7. We're just seeing some mistakes right now that we didn't see yesterday. That pass that time from Wilhelm just off target a little bit, didn't get it up to the setter, and so, again, you're out of system and leads to a point for Capen.
Sanders, another serve. Wilhelm, better pass this time. Back set here. Esser just has to tip it across on the third hit, however. Now Campbell puts it down the line. Out. Did not touch the line. And a break there for the Vikes as Campbell decided, or Stewart, excuse me, decided instead of swinging, she'd tip it down the line, but too far out of play.
Yeah, fortunate for Seaman. There was nobody back there, but Capen sends it too far wide.
When Seaman went on a run last set, it was with Kinsley Smith as the server. Here she is this time. Not a net movement, but no call. They let play continue, and Megan Mills puts it away.
Capen ran a slide to the outside, and Megan Mills was right there. Solo stuff block for Megan Mills.
9-7 now, the lead for Topeka Seaman. Smith, another serve, taken to the back row by Sanders. Pfister sets it near side. Palace down the line. On the line is what the line judge has called, and that was right in front of the Seaman bench, and everybody said that was not on the line. Point will go to Capen Mount Carmel on the kill from Palace.
I think Keisha needs to institute some video replay.
Replay.
Had a lot of calls that were real close.
Stewart with the serve. Set by Shabbat. Steiner tips it over the double block. Allie Steiner with a heady play.
Heads up play by Steiner. It was a back set to her that was pretty tight to the net, so she just tips it over the block into the open space for the point.
We've seen a lot more finesse from both of these teams and power, I would say.
Yeah.
10-8. Vikes with the lead. Beaten into serve. Pfister dumps it across. Nice coverage there by Shabbat. Picks it off the ground. Now Steiner, how about back-to-back for Allie Steiner? That time a nice swing and finds the opening in the back line.
I wouldn't categorize Allie Steiner as a power hitter, but she's really smart. She knows where she has to hit the ball and does it a lot. She just gets it to the right spot.
A little bit of a run here by the Vikes, leading 11-8. Caroline Beaton, another serve here. Taken to the back row. Pfister will set up near side. Palace tips it over the double block. Nice effort to keep it alive, and they're going to say it was down. The floor judge did not call that. The line judge did. But a great effort there by Steiner to try and keep it alive. But they will call the ball down on the floor. 11-9. Lady Vikes lead trimmed down to 2.
Instant replay.
Brooklyn Millicent with the serve. Taken to the back row. By Smith, now Mills, power kill through the double block, and it drops. 12-9, Lady Vikes with the advantage. And they got to get Mills going.
Yeah, Mills, you know, she's not getting consistent looks from the outside hitter position. It's because Seaman's out of system, so they're just not able to get it to her. They need to find a way to get a better pass. That way you can get Mills going.
Appenstein in to serve, a good serve here. Here's Palace from the right corner. Kept alive and popped in the air. How about right to Ava Esser? How impressive was that, Boz? Tinley Wilhelm single-handedly popped it in the air, and it turned out to be a perfect set for Ava Esser.
We saw that yesterday. Wilhelm was so good at bump setting. That time, I don't even know how you describe that. She threw one hand at the back line, threw one hand at the ball, and it goes back over her head, a perfect set from one hand from the back row.
And Ava Esser puts it away. We're going to keep this one here. Timeout on the floor by Capen Mount Carmel. It's 13-9, Lady Vikes. Boz, last time this happened, Capen calls timeout. They then went on a run.
Yeah.
What has Seaman got to do to keep this run going?
I think they've got to keep their foot on the gas. And here's the thing. I feel like Seaman right now, they just needed a couple things to go their way to give them momentum. We saw the real big play from Wilhelm right there. We've had a couple big kills. That's kind of the shot in the arm they need to keep things going.
13-9 is the score. Continuing to serve will be Harper Happenstein when we resume play here. On the other side, Aquinas beat St. James in the first set. They're in set number 2 right now. Again, winners of both of these matches will play for a state title in just a little bit. All right, we're set for play. Happenstein with a 4-point lead and a good serve. It's an ace. Harper Happenstein. And if you're head coach Heather Hovelach from Capen, that's the last thing you want to see out of a timeout.
So if you'll watch the Seaman server, that time Happenstein moves over to the right side. They're serving specific zones.
Another serve here. Picked up in the back row. Set comes near side to Cure. Can't put it away. Popped in the air by Wilhelm. Set outside. Here's Megan Mills through the double block and a net violation on Capen. We'll actually call a double hit on Capen. Or no, I'm sorry. It was number two in the net.
Yep.
Not a double hit. So setter McCoy Fister was in the net. 15-9 now, Seaman. Haffenstein, another great serve. It'll be another ace. How about you, Harper Haffenstein?
Just talked about Seaman just getting some momentum. Things are starting to go their way. Haffenstein absolutely killing Capen from the service line.
16-9 now. Harper, three dribbles. Ball in the air, into the net.
Couldn't keep it going, but she served five straight points.
Huge for the Lady Vikes. 16-10, their lead by six. Mason Palace back to serve now for Capen. Mills passes it. Haffenstein back to Mills. She's stuffed on the outside swing that time by Alexandria Stewart and McCoy Fister.
You know, we talked about the size advantage. Yesterday, every team that Seaman played had a pretty noticeable size advantage. Capen is pretty even with them, but Capen's had more success with their block than we saw anybody have yesterday.
Set outside here. Shabbat, who cuts it across the court. Down right short of the line. Great set from Haffenstein and Shabbat. A little twist on the outside.
Yeah, great play again. Momentum just going Seaman's way. They got to keep taking advantage of that.
17-11 now. Lady Vikes lead is six. Megan Mills back to serve. Seaman dropped the first set. They have to get this one. Serve too strong. That's the second service error in this match from Megan Mills. And she knew it immediately. Tapped her chest and said, that's my fault.
Yeah, just pressing a little too hard. Got a little too much on that one.
McCoy Fister back to serve for Capen. 17-12, Lady Vikes lead, and it's going to be an ace. Off the hands of Megan Mills on the back row. So now 17-13. This serve taken by Mills in the back row. Haffenstein sets it outside. Ava Esser popped in the air, kept alive and over the net. Seaman, another chance here, jumps it across on the second hit. Picking it up there is Capen. Sends it across on the third hit. Free ball here. Shabbat puts it down. Nice diving effort, keeping it alive momentarily, but it'll drop for a point. Seaman, scramble mode, my friend. Gets the point on a diving effort by Fister.
Yeah, another timeout from Capen.
18-13, your score. We're back in 45 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Salina, out of the timeout by Capen, they have none left. Cannot put it away. Megan Mills in the back row has to send it over on the third hit. Free ball here for Capen. Sanders at the net. It's going to be four hits. It never got over the net on the attack from Stewart. But Maggie Molden was there in case it did get over the net. It's a nice point there for Seaman. And they don't get serve broken after the timeout by Capen. Wilhelm continues to serve here for the Vikes. They got to get this set here. And another tie, but they can't get it over. Capen struggling right now at the net, and the Vikes now lead by seven.
Boy, when Uncle Mo climbs on your back, you just keep on going.
Wilhelm, another serve. This one, have a sky ball. I've seen that before, huh?
Hell yeah.
Right at the net, miscommunication, but they get it across to the Crusaders on the third hit. Molden has to just tip it across. Miscommunication there as well. They tried to do a twist, a little loop on the near side, Boz, but a little behind schedule.
Yeah, it didn't quite work out the way they wanted on that one. Just looked a little discombobulated.
I like that word. 20-14, Seaman leads by six. Back to serve for Capen. It'll be Caitlin Cure.
Crusaders one set one, 26-24. Team is trying to force a third and decisive set here. Here's a set out for Molden, who stuck at the net. Every time I've seen Alyssa Hammonds get to the front line for Capen, she's been their best block defender.
Yeah, and we don't keep any stats. I would really be curious to know how many blocks Capen has had.
20-15, a low serve, diving effort, and out of system right now are the Lady Vikes on serve receive. That's an ace, and it's 20-16 now. Three straight points here for the Crusaders. Serving again here is Cure. Taken in the back row by Wilhelm, pops it in the air, half inside out to Ava Essert, blocked at the net, but keeps it alive. Back set this time, Shabbat down the line. Great job by Halfenstein Boz. She's trying to go outside in front. This time she sets it behind her.
Yeah, it was a great decision by Halfenstein. Who'd have said? They went to Ava Esser. She got blocked. It went right back to Esser. Esser popped it up. Halfenstein thought she was going to go right back to Esser again, but she went with the back set to Shabbat.
Shabbat with the serve now, leading by five of the Vikes, 21-16. Palace sends it across on a free ball here. Set to the middle. Molden, too strong, looking for a tip. No tip to be found. And it's 21-17. Lady Vikes lead trimmed down to four.
One thing for Seaman right now, their timing's just been off on their middle attacks. And that it is tough, but we haven't seen a really good attack from the middle from Seaman yet.
Sanders with the serve, Wilhelm in the back row. Shabbat sets backside. Here's Ava Esser, cross court in the corner. Ava said, hey, Campbell, volleyball, corner pocket.
Yep.
We lead by five. It's 22-17. Kinsley Smith now into serve, and she's been money. Trying to serve this one out. 22-17, Lady Vikes. Great serve taken in the back row by Cure. Pfister to Palace, who tips it over the double block and nobody home for the tip coverage. 22-18 now, Capen sides out.
That's something that's really hurt Seaman today is the tip over the block. Our back row defenders are really deep, and there's an open gap right behind the block.
Stewart with the serve, taken by Wilhelm in the back row, set by Shabbat outside. Here's Mills' power skill. No, but it's sent right back across to the Lady Vikes. Shabbat setting up Mills once again, this time through the double block, kept alive in the back row. Capen now on the attack. Palace down the line, popped in the air by Wilhelm. Shabbat outside Mills, trying to end this point. She can't. Stumped at the net by Alyssa Hammonds, and Capen now within three, it's 22-19.
Seaman just can't quite get another little run. That's all they need. They just can't put Capen away.
Stewart, another serve taken by Wilhelm on the back row. Great pass outside now. Tip over the net by Mills, and it's going to be out of bounds off of a diving effort from Palace to keep it alive.
Got to 23. That's kind of the magic. If you can get there at 23, now they've got a little bit of wiggle room.
Caroline beaten into serve. 23-19. Lady Vikes beaten with a serve. Tickles the top of the tape. Popped in the air. Joust at the net. Won by Seaman. Sent back across to Capen. Now Palace at the net. Tips it across. Diving effort. Keeping it alive. Beaten. Shabbat outside Mills. Throws it down the line off of a Capen Mount Carmel defender. And it's a point for the Lady Vikes. We're at set point at 24-19.
Boy, it hasn't been pretty. But Seaman finding a way to just maintain this lead.
Caroline Beaton trying to serve this one out. Beaton with the serve into the corner. Picked up by Hammonds. Set from Pfister to Palace. Stuffed at the net. Kept alive, though, by the Crusaders. Now here come the Vikings on the attack. Mills through the double block. And this set, number two, going the way of the Vikings. 25-19. Seaman extends this match to a third and decisive set against a scrappy Capen Mount Carmel team, Boz.
Yeah, that was a grind. Just a grind. I think that's probably a fitting way to describe that. Not real efficient, just kind of out of system a lot, but they just found a way to get it done.
25-19, we're going to take a two-minute break, catch our breath, grab yourself something to drink, something to eat. You got 2 minutes to get back with us. Set number three, a decisive set. Who's going to play for a state title? It's coming up in 2 minutes here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup line.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake and Bob here in Salina. We're going to a third set in this semifinal of Class 5A State Volleyball. The Seaman Lady Vikes force that third set, Bonds, by winning set number two. How?
How did they do it? Just they grinded. Here's what, they got a little momentum. They got a little separation. They were serving really well, had two or three aces that kind of gave them that separation. They still got to figure out their middle attack. They got to be a little more efficient defensively with their block. Capen will start this set off with a serve across to the Vikes. Esser can't put it away. Now on the opposite end, they can't put it away. Carmel with Boyce. Now Mills tries to tip it around from the back row, and that one falls short of the net. So out of system already, you're seeing Lady Vikes right there. 1-0 Capen with the early lead here. Serving it up will be Sanders, the libero. Wilhelm pops it in the air. Nice scramble there by Shabbat to keep it alive, and Wilhelm sends it across on a free ball third hit. Now down the line, once again, it's Mason Palace, and we didn't say her name very often in set two. We said it a lot in set one, and they've been going after her early here in set three.
Yeah, this is a 2-0 start for Capen. Seaman not passing the ball very well, and just everything depends on that first pass.
Down 2-0 here, and a pass that goes too tight to the net and just dumped right back across by Palace. It's 3-0 quickly. Capen, you see Coach Allen, he puts her hands, palms to the ground, saying, hey, calm down. Settle in. 3-0. Another serve here from Sanders. Wilhelm pops it up to Shabbat. Outside now, Esser stuffed at the net, but out of play. It'll be a point here for the Lady Vikes.
He almost felt like that was a... We're super early in this set,
yes,
but a little bit of a danger zone right there. Great point for Seaman. Stop that run by Capen. Or Capen.
Five of the six sets yesterday, the Vikings trailed at least 3-1 early on. They're down 3-1 here. Here's a kill attempt down the line and in, or cross court, excuse me, by Stewart off of a diving Wilhelm, and it'll be a point for Capen, who lead 4-1. But to my point, yesterday, five of the six sets they trailed by around this margin early on. Found ways to battle back.
They trailed early, and then they just kind of found their rhythm. It's been a little harder to find that rhythm against Capen.
Stewart with a serve. Shabbat sets to Molden, who can't put it away. Kept alive. Set across on the third hit here by Capen. Set outside. Here's Mills. Megan can't put it away. Nice dig in the back row by Kerr. Free ball coming here for Seaman. Picked up by Shabbat. Now Wilhelm. Back sets to Mills. Through the double block on that kill attempt, but it falls free. And a dump across by Capen finds the ground as McCoy Pfister able to find the gap.
Yeah, we said it several times in this match. Seaman just in scramble mode. They're just trying to do everything they can to stay alive.
Low serve picked up. This time a jump attempt by Shabbat. No. Picked up by Capen and sent right back across. Here's Allie Steiner who puts it down. You mentioned it in set number two. Allie Steiner, not a powerful hitter, but she hits it through the block, down the tape, and it falls for a Seaman Viking point.
Just finds a way to put the ball in play.
Maggie Molden back to serve. Down 5-2 are the Vikings. Pfister dumps it again, and that's two of the last three Capen points have been easy dumps by their setter. 6-2 now, Capen with the lead. So the problem right now for Seaman is they don't have anybody that's tracking the setter. There's nobody there to defend that with a block. So the setter for Capen doing a really nice job with that.
Millicent with a serve. Set comes near side to Steiner. That's into the net. And it's 7-2 Capen here early on here in set number three. Winner take all. You win this, you go for a state title against either St. James or St. Thomas Aquinas. Another serve by Millicent, picked up in the back row. Now a set that went a little bit too far. They can't get it over on the third hit, and the Vikings really out of sorts right now. And there's a timeout by Coach Dowling. Score of 8-2. Capen with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's a good set by Shabbat outside. Megan Mills puts it away, and a big kill outside of this timeout. Capen gives serve back to Seaman. They trail now 7-3. And Seaman's got to find a way to get things going here. Serve here now. Harper Happenstein in for the Lady Vikes, trailing by four. Pfister sets middle. Palace too wide. They're going to say tip, though. The near side line judge called tip. I don't see as well. Didn't look like a tip from up here. But it'll be a point for Capen nonetheless. 8-3. Capen with the lead now. Palace with a serve. Picked up in the back row. Set from Happenstein. And Shabbat down the line. That's on the line. In the back corner. That might be the makeup call right there. You see that in basketball sometimes. But it looked to me like that was a little deep. 8-4 after the Shabbat kill. Megan Mills back to serve. Taking her time, and here's the approach and the serve. Taken in the back row. Pfister pushes it to the deep corner. Mills able to recover. Wilhelm back set now to Esser. Tips it across. Opportunity here from the back row. Palace popped in the air. Nice job by Happenstein. Here's Esser once again. This time cannot put it away. Dug in the back row, but it comes over the net. Now a back set to Shabbat. Puts it away, and a net violation anyway. Didn't matter whether that was in or out. Point for the Vikes. The Shabbat from the opposite, the right side hitter. She does a really nice job of taking that straight down the line. The block is set up a little to the inside, expecting the cut, but Shabbat does a nice job of seeing that and hitting it down the line. 8-5 now is the score, and a near ace brought back in and sent over on the third hit. Free ball opportunity here for Seaman. Happenstein dumps it across, picked up and stuck in the net. Kept alive here by Seaman. Outside to Ava Esser. Stuffed at the net, but it falls on the Capen side. And just like that, the Vikes are right back in this thing. It's 8-6. Yeah, they're starting to get a little energy going. And not that they haven't had it, but things were never going their way. Now things are going their way. They're starting to get a little more fired up. 8-6. They trail. Mills, another serve here. It's going to be an ace. Megan Mills right off the arm of Brooklyn Millicent in the back row. Uncle Mo is climbing on the back. It's 8-7. Vikings trail just by one. Yeah, we talked about the serve from Seaman being incredibly important, and we've seen it now. They've kind of dug themselves out of a couple of these holes with some service aces.
Mills, another serve here. Jump serve, cross court, picked up. Pfisters sets it near side to Cure over the net, picked up by Wilhelm. Back set here for Shabbat.
Cross court too strong, out of play. And that breaks the run there by the Lady Vikes. But a good run there by Seaman to get them back into this set. Yeah, they needed that. They were in a little bit of a danger area there, and now they've got it back to within two. Five straight points by the Lady Vikes. Here's Wilhelm, a free ball over the net. Picked up. Nice job there by Ava Esser to keep it alive. Another joust at the net. Kept alive and sent across. What a job by Kinley Wilhelm. And then down the line and in on the second hit by Capen. What defensive scrambling there by Seaman to even have a chance for that point. That's the thing. It feels like Seaman, they're scrambling all over the place, and they're doing a great job. They're hustling all over, but the ball's just not falling their way. 10-7, Capen with the lead and the serve. It's Pfister to the back row. Wilhelm, set by Happenstein. Campbell Shabbat tips it across. Now back to Shabbat on a free ball. Can't put it down. Nice dig by Pfister. Sent back across on a free shot here. Happenstein, Ava Esser, right from the middle hitter position. Bob puts it away. That was much better timing on the middle attack. Esser was right in rhythm and sent it straight down for the point. St. James just defeated Aquinas in their second set, so they're also going to go three on the opposite end. Wilhelm back to serve here for Seaman. Pfister back sets, cure, down the line, picked up by Happenstein. Now Wilhelm sets out Ava Esser. Is that long? It is. 11-8 now, Capen with a three-point advantage. Seaman hasn't been able to take advantage of the free ball that Capen has sent over a lot. It seems like we have that opportunity and we just can't capitalize. 11-8, Capen with the lead and the serve. Caitlin Cure. Now Shabbat down the line. Rejected, but out of play. It's a point for the Vikes. Campbell Shabbat, she's really came to life here in this third set. They've got so many options, Seaman does, to attack with. They can go outside hitter. They can go opposite to the right side and not lose anything. Shabbat with the serve. Down by two are the Lady Vikes, setting to the middle. And off of Shabbat, Cameron Kennedy. First time we've mentioned her name tonight from the middle position. Three-point lead here for Mount Carmel. Back in to serve will be Sadie Sanders, the libero. Sanders with a big serve. That's too long. I was thinking that, actually. Set one, a lot of service errors by Capen. They won that set. Set two, they didn't have many. They lost. This set, that's the first time that they've had a service error. Yeah, gift. 12-10 now the lead. Back to serve. Kinsley Smith, great serve. Quick set into the middle, popped in the air by Smith. Mills trying to keep it alive. She does, and sent over by Wilhelm on the third hit. Great hustle by Mills. Now a quick set into the middle, unable to get back into position that time as Mason Palace puts it away. One thing today, Seaman's block, their defense at the net, just hasn't been what it was yesterday. We haven't had a whole lot of blocks against this attack from Capen. Capen's maintained this three-point lead for quite a while. Here's a near ace, kept alive. Nice job by Shabbat to keep it back in, but sent down the line by Capen. The rotation of the back end to try and keep that ball alive, Boz, put him out of position. This scramble, that's what happens. They're scrambling, trying to keep the ball alive. That gets them just way out of position, and Capen heads the play, puts it where they're not. 14-10, Capen with the lead. Here's Mills, tips it across the net. Now a dump, that time covered up by Kinsley Smith. Here's a set outside the Mills. Double block out of play. And that's what you want to see from Megan Mills right there, a powerful swing.
I feel like Megan has been a little tentative. She's gotten blocked a couple times, so now she's taken some off of it. I'd like to see her swing hard, hit it off the block.
Caroline Beaton in to serve. It's 14-11, Capen. Set number three. Beaton with the serve, low serve, dug up in the back row. Now set comes near side. Rejected at the net. Boz, you just talked about a block. You just got one.
It is. Waiting for that. That's the defensive shot in the arm. That's a big statement play that Seaman got at the net.
Mason Palace with the kill attempt, but Allie Steiner right there to reject it for the Vikes. Within two, 14-12 now. Beaten, too strong, service error.
Oh, it's so close, but momentum's going Seaman's way. They made a great defensive stop, and then we give that point right back.
15-12 now. Capen rotates back in. Brooklyn Millison to serve. The Viking fans getting a little bit louder here. Wilhelm, Shabbat, now Mills. Great court vision.
Yeah, that was a really heads-up play. Her timing was off. She jumped a little too early. The double block in the middle left the left corner wide open, so she smartly, wisely just tips it to the spot where nobody's at.
Harper Haffenstein in to serve. Down by two. Serves to the near corner. Pfister near side to Cure. Blocked at the net once again. That's Sibley and Shabbat for Seaman. And that's twice now on this left corner for Capen. And they've stuffed it. Have the Vikings. They're within one. Timeout. Capen Mount Carmel. We'll take 45 seconds and be right back here to Salina. Third set. 15-14. Capen leading Seaman.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka. Veteran owned and ready to serve you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the Cape and timeout, here's Cure, puts it away. For Cape and Mount Carmel, they break serve out of the timeout. They extend their lead back up 16-14, but a big Seaman run to get them within one before that timeout. Now Palace, she'll serve. That's too long and great communication on the back line. Megan Mills was about to hit that, and immediately, right before, Buzz, she got a little chirp in her ear from Haffenstein tonight. Don't hit it!
Yeah, great communication.
16-15, Capen with a one-point lead. Mills back to serve here for the Vikes. Good serve across the net. Set comes near side, Cure down the line, popped in the air by Haffenstein. Near side to Ava Esser into the corner. No, pops back into play. It's tight at the net. Shabbat tries to put it away. Cannot do so. Palace shoots it into the deep corner, picked up by Mills. Half a side, back set. Shabbat down the line and in. We're tied at 16.
Well, just again, great scramble play. Both teams. The one thing I'll say about Capen, they do a phenomenal job of defensively digging the ball. Seem to throw in all sorts of attacks at them, but they seem to always find a way to pop it up and keep the play alive.
Locked in at 16 now. Megan Mills back to serve again for the Lady Vikes. Jump serve to the back row, popped into the air. Pfister dumps it across, picked up by Wilhelm. Haffenstein, back set, Shabbat, tight at the net, can't put it away. Cure has it, brings it back, Palace shoots it over on the third hit, and then a dump right back across by Haffenstein, kept alive here by Capen. They send a free ball over. Mills, Haffenstein, set middle, Ava Esser! Seaman takes the lead on the middle hit, killed by Esser.
Seaman trailed in this match, or this set, 8-2 early on. They've clawed their way back to take a one-point lead.
It's an extended 15-8 run here by the Vikes. 17-16. Mills, another serve down the line taken by Cure. Pfister shoots it in the deep corner. Great hustle by Mills. Third ball sent across by Esser. Free ball here for Capen. Somebody's in the net, and it's Capen Mount Carmel. Point for the Vikings. It's now 18-16.
Well, I'm going to tell you, huge credit to Megan Mills. She served off of the serve receive from Capen. They pushed it to the far opposite corner from Mills. Mills absolutely on her horse to get to that and keep the play alive.
Mills with a low serve. Hits the top of the tape, but gets across. Rejected at the net on the kill attempt by Kennedy. Now punched across by Cure. Here come the Vikings on the attack. Outside Ava Esser. Puts it away! Defense turned to offense, and this Viking team is feeling it. Another timeout by Capen. We'll keep this one here, Boz. The energy level has shifted completely right now.
And where did that success happen? The block.
Yeah.
Seaman able to get another block. We kind of talked about it briefly, and since that point, that defensive block has come alive for Seaman. That's three of them in the last probably three or four services.
19-16 is your score. We're in the third set. Capen won set one, 26-24. Seaman won set two, 25-19. Winner of this match will play for a state title here in just a little bit. On the other court, They're also in a third set, St. James Academy and St. Thomas Aquinas, and they're tied at six in their third set. But over here on our court, the team we're following by, this Viking team, you mentioned it earlier. You said, I'm missing the blocks. Where are the blocks? And it's like you just whispered in their ear.
If that's as easy as it was, we could just tell them, hey, you need to do this.
Okay.
Need to make this happen. They just need to keep doing what they're doing right now.
Up 19-16. Megan Mills continues to serve here for the Lady Vikes. A good one. Nearly an ace. Popped in the air by Cure. Sent across by Palace. Free ball here. Half a side. Back set. Shabbat sends it across from the third hit. Shooting deep corner. And it's going to drop by Kennedy. Back row kind of sucked up for Seaman. And Kennedy saw the opening and breaks point.
And again, Seaman not able to take advantage of the free ball. Harper Halfenstein kind of sneaking up on the back row, and Capen wisely took it to the far corner.
Mike's lead by two. Here's a serve. Was it going out? Hard to tell. Miscommunication, and it's an ace off the hand of a diving Kinley Wilhelm. And Capen now within one. It's 19-18, a little 2-0 run here. Another serve by Pfister. Short one. Diving effort by Wilhelm. Kept alive. Here's Ava Esser from the middle. Too strong. Out of play. And now we're tied at 19. Coach Dowling just asked, how many timeouts do I have left? If she had two remaining, I bet she'd take one there, but
yeah,
she doesn't. That's just one. Here's Pfister. Short serve over the net. Dug out nicely by Wilhelm. Now to the Esser. Stuffed at the net. Back set this time to Shabbat. Joust at the net. Shabbat wins it. Sent across, though, by Carmel. Here's Ava Esser from the outside hitter position. Puts it to the back row. Pfister sets up near side now. Cure over the double block. Diving effort by Mills. Keeps it alive. Esser tips it across with the third hit. Now Palace. Kennedy has to send it on the third hit. Popped in the air. Tied at the net. And it's going to drop on Seaman's side. But, ooh, over the top. Breaking the plane with Capen.
Wow. There's been some calls like that where it's just really a judgment call by the up official there. It said Capen went over the net and hit it down, not giving Seaman the opportunity to set it.
So 20-19, Seaman wins that point. Good serve here. On the attack. Oh, she slipped. Cameron Kennedy went to jump, Boz, and her foot slipped. And she just looked at her coach and said, no more sets. She doesn't want the ball coming to her, but it's 21-19, and Kennedy Wilhelm continues to serve here for the Lady Vikes. Wilhelm, nice serve. Set from Pfister. Back set to Cure. Stuck at the net. Kept alive here. Third hit coming across. Free ball here for the Vikings. Wilhelm, back row. Mills, can't put it down. Nice dig in the back row there by Pfister. She'll have to send it across on the third hit to Molden. She takes it. Back set now to Shabbat. Down the line. Too strong. They thinking it's tipped. They're asking for it to be tipped. And there is no tip. It's too strong. 21-20. Capen sides out.
Yeah, another two opportunities in that rally. Two free balls Capen sent over, and Seaman not able to take advantage.
Cure comes back to serve for Capen. Mills digs it in the back row. Free ball over the net. Tipped momentarily by Capen. They got to send it on the third, and they do. Mills, Halfenstein, Molden, stuffed at the net. Esser keeps it alive. Now a dump here by Halfenstein. Picking it up is Pfister. Now Edwards down the line. It hits the back line, and we're tied at 21.
Woo! Back and forth, back and forth.
21-21 in a third and decisive set of who will play for a state title. This feels like a state title game. Cure with the serve. Wilhelm, good pass. Halfenstein outside. Ava Esser down the line. Off of Pfister. And it's a point for the Vikings.
Well, that was great execution. Perfect set. Great approach by Ava Esser. And she just did not hesitate. Just smashed it down the line.
Campbell Shabbat back to serve now for the Vikes, who lead 22-21. Pfister has a set. Tied at the net. Stuffed at the net by Ava Esser. Sent right back. Now Carmel on the attack. Double block. Once again, it stays on the Crusaders' side. They got to send it across on the third hit. They do, and it's off of diving Kinley Wilhelm. We're locked in now at 22. Back to serve will be the libero, Sadie Sanders for Capen. 22-22, set three. of the semifinal. Wilhelm to Mills. Over to Esser. Ava puts it away. Because it wasn't a powerful punch. But the court vision and the Vikes first to 23.
Smart play by Esser. She just, it was off. It wasn't a good, not that it wasn't a good set, but just timing was off. She did the smart thing and just got it into play, tipped it over the block.
Kinsley Smith into serve. Great set. Back set for Capen down the line, a kill, and we're tied now at 23. The double block went to the middle.
They thought the setter was going to dump it over, so two girls from Seaman were there to stop that. She back set. There was not a block in sight.
Stewart now to serve, tied at 23. Wilhelm to Shabbat. Pops it up for Megan Mills. It's in on the back corner, and we're at set. Match point for Seaman. 24-23. Back to serve. Caroline beaten for the Lady Vikes. No timeouts remain for Capen. Crowd comes to their feet, beaten. With a good serve, nearly an ace, picked up by Stewart. It's going to be a free ball here for the Vikings, Boz. To the back row, Happenstein, Shabbat, Megan Mills, for the semifinal win! Seaman will go back to a state title match!
Woo, come on!
25-23, the Lady Vikings move on in an amazing, exciting, exhilarating match against Capen Mount Carmel.
You know I'm a basketball guy, and I would relate this to a team advance and just survive in advance. It wasn't pretty. Seaman struggled a lot throughout that match, but they find a way. Even though it wasn't pretty, they're playing for another state title.
Lose set 1, 26-24. Win set 2, 25-19. And win set 3, 25-23. We'll break it down after this timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse's coverage of Topeka Seaman Lady Viking Volleyball here at the 5A State Tournament in Salina.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup line. Hey, you. Did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wow, back here in Salina, Jake and Bonds with you as MJ's back in the studios producing this thing. And what a match we just took in a minute ago. Seaman defeats Cape and Mount Carmel in the semifinal round here at the 5A State Volleyball Tournament. They lose set one, 26-24. They win set two, 25-19. And then they win I don't know how else to describe it other than an exhilarating third set, 25-23.
Yeah, that was a heck of a match. And I think Seaman, I mean, they really, not that they didn't get tested yesterday, but I felt like they were more confident. They executed a little bit better. They got tested in a way today that's going to benefit them in the next match. They were just kind of on the struggle bus.
Yeah.
Really, they just couldn't get the things going that they wanted to. But I'll tell you, two things that really caught my eye throughout that match. In the first set, service errors were kind of an issue, hitting errors. They just didn't seem comfortable. Kind of corrected that portion of it. But the third set, I thought what was the difference maker was the defense and specifically their play at the net. Seaman was able to get some blocks. That kind of turned the tide, slowed the momentum from Capen. Just a fantastic job defensively by Seaman.
And at one point in that set, down 8-2, and the Lady Vikes overcome that. They find ways to get this done. And we're joined again by Coach Tatiana Dowling. You caught your breath yet?
Well, not from running up those stairs. From the game, yeah, we're good.
Okay. Tell me about that match right there. What an intense match. Exhilarating is the term I keep using right now. You drop set one, you come back, and you get set two, and then the third set, you drop down 8-2 early.
Yeah, I don't like a ton about that match, but what I did like is that we did not give up, and we played with heart when it counted, and we fought, and we showed that we can come back on team. So I think that that's really important, that we didn't quit when we were down a set, and then we didn't quit when we were down six.
Yeah.
And we hadn't been down in a state tournament, a set at all,
right,
in the last 2 years. So I think that that was a little bit of a shell shock, and I'll wear some of that blame of not prepping them enough for that game and maybe looking too far ahead. And so we just need to get back to doing us.
Right, right. Boz and I were talking throughout the broadcast about his big point. He was like, man, what's the difference I'm seeing from yesterday to today is the blocking. We're not getting hands on balls. They're finding open gaps and then the dumps. What changed? Because that third set midway point, everything flipped.
Yeah, I think we talked in a huddle and I was like, you know what, guys? It's not pretty right now, but great teams gut it out, and I need you to gut this one out. And I think that everybody started to play together again. We talked about how we started doing what other teams were doing yesterday and just giving it to two people. And we can't just give it to two people. They're not honoring our right sides. We got to go to our right sides. We got to trust that we've got the people on the court that are going to get the job done for us. So more trust in all of our teammates.
We're watching right now, and your girls are getting, I mean, I don't know what you, is this a good break right now for the girls to get some rest right now, maybe get some more fuel as they're waiting for the next match to get done?
We joke that we're a team that runs on food, you know, coaches and players. So, yeah, we are getting some food so that we can refuel, and we're going to come out a different team this next game.
Right now we're watching Aquinas and St. James. Winner of that will take you guys on for a state title. As you're taking this one in, you know Aquinas fairly well. You played St. James earlier this year as well, beat them. So what's the mindset right now for the kids other than getting food?
Our mindset is to go out and get a state championship. We're going to play as a team. We're going to get back to having fun, playing loose, and we're just going to play with no fear.
Okay. Well, Coach, good luck to you. Go get that state title, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Tatiana Dowling of the Seaman Lady Vikings joining us again. I really appreciate her willingness to do that. She's done it every single match so far in the state tournament. A lot of coaches won't do that. We're very appreciative of her doing that.
Get some steps in, some cardio, running up and down these stairs after every match. But, you know, she said it too, and we kind of talked about it. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, sometimes you've got to win those ugly games. Just get through them knowing that you're a much better team, and the next time you step on the floor, it's going to be different.
So we await the winner of St. James Academy versus St. Thomas Aquinas. They will face off against Topeka Seaman. Lady Vikings vying for a back-to-back state Championship. We'll have that coverage for you here on 96.9 The Pulse. MJ, I'm going to send it back to you. We're going to be only a 15-minute break once the conclusion of this match starts, so don't turn that dial. We will be back here momentarily for the state championship between Topeka Seaman and either St. James Academy or St. Thomas Aquinas here on your local sports authority, your only locally owned radio station in Topeka covering the schools in your area here on 96.9 The Pulse.